It's road time.
Welcome to Rolanda On Demand.
I love my podcast because we not only tackle the tough issues of the day, but we deal with hot topics, celebrity interviews, and information that can help you in your business or relationships.
This is Rolanda On Demand.
Oh, thank you so much for following the show today. Let me be a part of this beautiful, beautiful day or this beautiful night whenever you're listening to Rolanda On Demand. I want to say thank you so much for all of you who are coming back to listen for another time, or if you're listening for the first time, welcome. Hey, if you're listening to today's show, you must be like me. Well, it's a new season upon us. And, you know, whenever the season changes, I always feel like I want to do something new, whether it's paint a room or clear up some clutter or put a new piece of furniture in or study a little bit more about feng shui. Well, I'm in that position now. And so I decided to have some friends come in and talk with us because I often believe that home improvement equals self-improvement. And I think if we can jazz up our homes just before the holidays, because listen, we will look up here and in a minute, it will be holiday time. And you know, the kids will be coming in, or listen, we're going to help you jazz up your dorm room even today. But we're going to be getting ready for a new season. And, you know, as holiday time comes, you really want your house looking right. And you may have some good suggestions today. Barbara Kay is going to join us. She is just so dynamic. She has her own line of tools and tool bags. You've seen her on Good Morning America and a whole bunch of other national shows. But, you know, where you've really probably seen Barbara Kay's influence, when you go to like one of the gardening stores and you're standing there at the cash register, you know those little tools that have like, they look like they have leopard prints to them. Well, they're very girly. Well, Barbara Kay probably made those tools. She has a whole line, and she's got some great advice for us as she's, you know, she's run a construction company in New York City and the whole bit. So she's going to have some really good. And I told her, I said, now, listen, Barbara Kay, we're not trying to spend a whole lot of money here renovating. But we do want to jazz up. She says, oh, honey, I've got some weekend wonders for you. Some things that you can do to add ambiance to a dull room and get some kitchen with attention. Ooh, so we're going to talk with Barbara Kay about that. We're also going to talk to the organizing maniac, June Saruwatari. Is her name, and she has, I tell you, she has worked with so many different kinds of people, from ambassadors to therapists to celebrities, all kinds of people who have one thing in common with probably us today, and that is help me get my office and my home organized. Organizing is so important. Everything has a home and a home for everything. How do we keep our lives organized as we're going into this new season? We're going to talk about that with June, and we're going to have a good time today, and we're going to make our lives better. But first, I want you to meet Peter. Peter says there's a big difference between being a clutterer, which many of us are, and being a hoarder, which so many of us are. And I think we're getting to understand hoarding a lot more, maybe because of the shows that are on television. But we know that there is a psychological element to hoarding and also sometimes cluttering. And I just want you to know that there is a Clutters Anonymous, that if you find yourself really needing help in this area, because, you know, sometimes this can get in the way of our building relationships. If there's so much crap in your bedroom, does that look like someplace somebody wants to come and make love to you? You have to step over everything? I don't think so. And what about, you know, your office? That speaks volumes too. And listen, I'm not pointing the finger. Trust me. I'm experiencing some of this too. I always do. But I always try to like turn it around because you feel so much better when you do. Even look in your car. And girls, you know, we are really bad about that. We've got the high heel shoes in the car, the baby stuff in the car, the gym stuff in the car, and it gets a little cluttery in there too. Listen, I was online and I saw that this young man named Joshua Becker had written an article. He had gathered some statistics on clutter. in this whole article about becoming a minimalist? Well, he says, if you desire to live a happier and healthier life, then you should pay attention to this and try to work on that clutter business. He says the U.S. Department of Energy reports that one quarter of people with a two-car garage have so much stuff in there they can't even park a car in there. And goodness knows, I understand that. Now, I have had two-car garages where I had so much stuff in my closets upstairs, I just turned the doggone thing into a big walk-in closet. I mean it. I brought those people in there that do those cabinets and all that fancy stuff, and you would just walk in that two-car garage, and it was like so fabulous. It was a flow-over closet, and I loved it. But that's also kind of, that's not minimalistic. You should see my garage today. Like I said, that's why I'm doing the show. Anyway, according to the National Soap and Detergent Association, getting rid of clutter would eliminate 40% of the housework in the average home. 40%! The National Association of Professional Organizers reports that we spend 1 year of our lives just looking for lost stuff. Ha! I'm so glad I'm not alone. 1 year of our lives, folks, looking for lost items. 23% of adults say that they pay their bills late and therefore incur late fees. Why? Because they can't find the doggone things. They just lose them. So much stuff. Under so much stuff. Is this like ringing a bell to you? I just felt like this article might have been written for me. Oh, gosh. Listen, if you're listening to this podcast, we are relating here. I got you. Also, so many of us are renting these storage facilities. I mean, we might as well rent out another apartment. And all of it for excess belongings. Do you know what you're doing if you're doing that? You are contributing to a $154 billion industry. That's bigger than the Hollywood film business. That is crazy. That's absolutely crazy. But listen, we are a nation of abundance and overflow. 1 in 11 American households rent a self-storage space and spend over $1,000 a year in rent. And there's so many other statistics that just go to prove that, well, you're not alone in all of this clutter business trying to declutter. It's also important to recognize when your cluttering turns into hoarding and what you can do about it. We're going to talk to some of the best in the business. The organizing maniac, June Sarowatari, is going to be here, as well as Barbara Kay, who's going to help us spruce up our homes and offices just in time for a brand new season just before the holidays hit. I am so happy that you're listening to Rolanda on Demand. I love doing this podcast, and I love it when you join me. And if you are enjoying what you're listening to, please go to iTunes and leave me a nice review. I would really appreciate that. Please be sure to subscribe to the show and let all your friends and family know so we can build a really good community. And I would love to know the types of shows that you would like. So hit me up on Facebook with that at Rolanda Fan Page. That's where you can find some good fun stuff on Facebook. And I'm also on Instagram and Twitter and Pinterest and on Periscope also. So I'm at Rolanda Watts. That's R-O-L-O-N-D-A. At Rolanda Watts. I want to thank you so much for listening, as I said, and we've got so much to talk about. So we're going to take a quick break, and I'll be right back with Peter. I want you to meet Peter. He says he's a bona fide hoarder, and he's got some good warnings for us and ways we can help ourselves. So we'll be right back right after this on Rolanda on Demand.
Yeah.
It's Rolanda.
Ro, she said, I sit here and wash my dishes listening to you.
Oh, that's great.
And she said, you're my kitchen companion. That's what the whole thing is that you talk about and I talk about too, is that is going for your dreams, trying something new, not being afraid to fail.
We need to have passion in whatever we do. Without that passion, which is where the center of our creativity is, you're not going to have a fulfilling life.
There's more Rolanda next. Talk, listen, connect.
You're listening to Rolanda on Demand, and I'm Rolanda Watts, and I hope you will remember to subscribe to the show. You can do that on iTunes and tell all your friends. That would mean the world to me. Also, please follow me on Facebook, on the Rolanda fan page, and on Twitter and Instagram, LinkedIn, Pinterest, and Periscope at Rolanda Watts, and Instagram too.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's Row Time.
Welcome back to Rolanda on Demand.
You know, we've been chit-chatting a lot about clutter around here, and you know that's one of my favorite things to talk about because I'm constantly clearing out closets and garages that cars have never been in. And today I'm really happy to say that I spent the weekend filling up my car with stuff I'm going to take down to charity. And I you know, like to drop things off it out of the closet, which, you know, all the charity goes to the AIDS research, or I go down to a domestic woman's shelter and give my old suits away. Because, you know, a lot of those women leave with just their clothes on their backs and their babies on their hips, and they need things. Even your old cell phones, they can use at domestic women's shelters. But I'm doing all this as part of this feng shuiing and cleaning out things. And I find out I'm not alone. Do you know that the LA Zoo is even talking about feng shuiing an area for some golden monkeys that were loaned to us by China? I mean, the feng shui thing is going very far, and a lot of people are concerned about clearing out the clutter because it just might be blocking some good things from coming into your life. So we were asking the question, do you live with a clutterer? Are you dealing with clutter in your life? Peter is on the phone from, we don't know where Peter's from. Peter, where are you from and how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. I'm from where I'm at. And where I'm at is indeed, it's totally cluttered with clutter.
Are you in the middle of clutter, Peter? Is that where I could find you?
Well, surrounded, yes.
So how?
And almost high as the ceiling.
Oh, my God. Is it your clutter or somebody else's clutter?
No, I live alone.
You do. So what are we going to do about that, Peter?
Well, we're not going to do anything, you and I, but I am. I did find out. First of all, this has been going on for a long time in my life.
Yeah.
And I know that it's a case with other people as well, because I visit them. I see them. And I've been able to, I've found out that it's actually more than what it appears to be. And I've had it determined, in my case anyway, that it's a, what they call a OCD.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And it manifests itself, in my instance anyway,
and
with
so,
this inability to get rid of this stuff.
And OCD stands for obsessive compulsive disorder. You
right.
know something, Peter, you are bringing up something very interesting because I don't know if you know this, and you can go online and find this out. Do you know that there is a Clutters Anonymous?
Yeah, I've been searching for a way to handle what I'm dealing with, but I find that they're a different order of people.
Yeah, let me ask you this. What is that clutter doing to your life, Peter?
Well, it has me living two lives. The life inside the house and the life outside the house. People who don't know me inside the house don't know what it is.
Is it causing a problem for you or?
Well, most definitely. Mm. But I've come to cope with it and leave it behind me when I go out.
Uh huh.
But nobody comes in. The issue is deeper than the superficial manner in which those groups, and there's more than one, address the problem.
Well, you know what they say, and this is very interesting because I had a girlfriend who told me about this. She says she goes to a meeting once a week, but she also said that what she's learning in that meeting is that clutter is sometimes symbolic of clutter in our relationships or clutter in our emotional lives. Or not living the purpose that we, you know, even sometimes I think people who are going to work every day clutter themselves with overscheduling too many meetings.
And I just think that, you know, when it starts getting in the way of your quality of life and in the purpose that you have, you know, in this life, that's when I think we, you know, and I'm there too sometimes there, Peter. That's when we might need a little help, even if it's calling a friend saying, can you come over here and take a look at this and help me get rid of like 10 things today? Just start real small. 10 things I'm going to get. I'm just look around the house and get a bag and say, I'm going to get rid of 10 things today. And maybe that'll at least help clear a bit of the clutter until you can figure out what to do next.
Well, that's certainly a good start. There's no question about it. Mm-hmm. But I think it's important that people will know that, like you said earlier, you're not alone.
That's right.
And the issue is not necessarily a fault of the individual.
You're right.
It's not pointing inward. It's something that it may be beyond control. Right. But with help, it can be addressed.
That's right. You're listening to The Rolonda Show. Peter, I'm so glad you called, because one of the things that I always want to stress is that you are not alone. All of us are dealing with something, and one of the things we always have to say to each other, it's okay to ask for help.
We have our little demons. We do.
We all do. We all do.
We have to be able to recognize that it's an issue that others are dealing with, and we can learn and help from each other.
That's right. Listen, Peter, thank you so much for listening to the show, and promise me you'll call again when you get a chance, and we'll stay listening.
I certainly will be listening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure, bye-bye.
Hey, listen, Peter's not by himself. Look around your house. You know that pile of magazines over there? Go in the kids' room. You see all those toys that the kids don't even play with anymore? Why are you saving them? There's so many other people who can benefit from your stuff. And one of the greatest things I heard recently was have a swap party. Invite your girlfriends over. Bring over your favorite girlfriends. Tell them to go. They say that the average, some statistics we were reading, say that the average woman has 14 garments hanging in her closet right now that she's not using. I know I have at least 50 pieces that I'm not using. Pull them out. Invite your girlfriends over and y'all have a swap party. Put something good on the stove and make a few drinks and light a fire or whatever you do to have fun with your friends and have a swap party. Surely somebody in the family can use something from you for sure. Well, when we come back, let's see what the organizing maniac, June Saruwatari, has to say about getting our lives organized. And then later, Barbara Kay is going to come along with some DIY tips for sprucing up the house for a new season. You're listening to Rolonda On Demand. Be sure and subscribe.
It's Rolonda.
In addressing the older men, most of them were never taught and no one ever took the time to deal with those young men when they were young. Mm-hmm. And now you've got 50 and 60-year-old men literally will leave their jobs because they feel like they do not have to pay child support.
Wait a minute. What I hear you saying is that grown men are living in poverty to avoid child support payments.
There's more Rolonda next.
Time.
Welcome back to Rolonda On Demand.
Are you living with somebody who is just the biggest clutterer? Okay, let's call it what it is. They're a slob. Clutter. Now, you know, you hear me talk about it all the time. And look around your house. Look around your dorm room there. You see that pile of magazines over there? Are you ever going to read all those magazines? I know you're saving them for a rainy day, but haven't rainy days come and gone now? And look over there. What about those old coasters from that trip to Copenhagen you took 20 years ago? Do you really need those things now? Well, our first guest said, you know, a little messiness is good. It gives you creativity, and that's always important. But our next guest, I'm not so sure what June is going to say about this. June Saruwatari has a business. It's called The Organizing Maniac, and she brings a whole new spin to the organizing world. And June, I'm so happy to have you back on the Rolanda Show.
Great to be on, Rolanda.
June, listen, since I talked to you last, you know, we have had this conversation before. I've done a lot. I've gotten a lot done. My car is filled up with stuff that I'm taking to charity this afternoon.
Great.
But, you know, talk with me about clutter, because I had no clue that clutter was such a huge issue in America until my girlfriend told me that there is actually a Clutters Anonymous.
Yes, yes. Well, I think just, you know, with the advent of technology, it seems like we're trying to simplify our lives, but it's actually added more paperwork and more stuff. And I think also with, you know, warehouse shopping, people think they're saving all this money by getting more stuff and it's costing less money. But, you know, I go back to truth, love, meaning, purpose. Truthfully, do you have the space to contain all your stuff? And truthfully, what are you really using?
Exactly.
Truthfully, is it really serving your highest good? Truthfully, do you love the stuff in your life?
Well, you know, you bring up a great point because, you know, you're into feng shui. You know where they say if you move old stuff out, new stuff can come in. But my girlfriend pointed out something to me, and I never quite thought about it this way, that clutter is symbolic of emotional blockage, that it could be relationship blockage. You may be having a lot of relationships that are clutter in your life.
That's true. I agree with you. Yeah, physical clutter is just a top layer. Underneath that, it's the mental, spiritual, and emotional layers.
You're not living at your highest good and your purpose if you've got stuff blocking you too much.
Yeah, so what's clutter? If you ask me what's clutter, clutter is unfinished business, you know, stuff that's just like laying around, like you said, magazines in a corner that aren't being really used, you know, just things that don't really have clearly defined boundaries and homes and paths.
Well, let me tell you what Clutters Anonymous says. They say, what is clutter? And let me tell you something. June, they've got the 12 steps of clutters here. The number one, we admit we are powerless over clutter, that our lives have become unmanageable. But what it says is, what is clutter? Clutter is anything we don't need, want, or use that takes up our time, our energy, our space. It can be outgrown clothes, obsolete papers, broken toys, disliked gifts. And it can also mean meaningless, unsatisfying relationships. So what we have to learn, I guess, in all of our abundances and collectiveness is we have to be a bit more selective.
Yes, I agree.
So how do you go about that? And especially if you are a neat freak and you're living with a clutterer, I mean, how do you approach that situation and how do you get that? Where do you begin?
Well, you're asking about the first thing about living with someone. I think when you're in a relationship with someone, the only person that you can work on is yourself. You can't control anybody else, but the one thing that you can control is your stuff, your physical environment, and your space. Once you, because what it's so easy to point the finger at somebody else, especially, you know, so do you have your stuff together? Are you completely conscience-free with your stuff? Because it's easier to blame somebody else if your life's not moving forward. It's easier to point the finger and want somebody else to move forward. So when I'm working with a couple or family, I will say, just work on your stuff. Don't worry about that other person's stuff. You know, work on your time, work on your stuff. And if your stuff is completely clear, then you can communicate your boundaries to them and say, these are the ground rules. But especially if it's a shared space, if you're living like in a room together or a family that's all living together, you want to live harmoniously, synergistically. So what you have to do is come up with ground rules. You know, it's a shared community space. The dining room is a shared community space. Every time someone's finished with it, they need to clear the space and leave it open and free for the next person to come in. That's having respect for the other people who are living in that space.
All right. We are talking to June Saru Atare today. He's the owner and founder of The Organizing Maniac, and it's helping us sift through the clutter. And so do you find any positive benefits I guess sometimes we hold on to clutter because what it symbolizes.
Yes.
It makes us comfortable. It helps our surroundings. And maybe it to us it may symbolize harmonious relationships and the rest. But you know, when it gets to be too much, how do you know when clutter has gone to be too much and it's not just the perfect mess?
Okay. Well, one is, yes, I believe all clutter can serve a purpose. I always encourage everyone to look at the clutter. It's telling you something. It's giving you a message. Is this in alignment with the way I want to be leading my life? Is this in alignment with the vision that I have for my life? Okay? Is it in alignment with the person I am inside? right?
Exactly.
The physical stuff, when you walk into a room, should reflect who you are inside. So it's just an extension of who you are. So it's about making conscious choices, like you said, decisions about your stuff, okay? How much do I really need? Also,
and that changes as we grow as people.
I mean,
6 months ago, what made me feel good when I walked in the door and looked at it may make me go like, why do I still have that collection from that trip I took 20 years ago?
Rolanda, that's the reason why. If you look at the clutter clearing journey as a journey into yourself, and you are really conscious and decide, you know, you have to be vigilant. Look at your stuff now. Is it reflecting who you are today? It's about having present moment awareness. It's about staying in the now, staying in the present moment. So when I work with kids, they have no belief systems or anything built up yet. So a year ago, they were into these Pokemon cards. We spent a lot of money on it. That's the adult thinking.
Right.
A year later, they can let go of it because they have no attachment to it. No, they're into something else now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the parent who walks into the room, oh, my gosh, we spent so much money on that.
That's
you understand
right.
it? So we there's attitudes and belief systems attached to our stuff. We spent so much money on it, I must, you know, squeeze the life out of it. But if you use that item and you use it every single day and you loved it while you're using it, and a year later you're just not into it anymore, then it's okay to let go of it.
I heard a perfect idea that when you have a big collection or something like that, and it may mean something to you, save a couple of the Pokemon cards and put it in a shadow box. And or they suggest take a picture of it. If you loved it that much, take a picture and put it in a frame. But
that's
get rid of the mess. Let me ask you, if you were listening, are you living with a clutterer, or do you find that you are having a tough time trying to get rid of things? And I've got June Sarawatari here, who is with the Organizing Maniac. In fact, that's her business. And June kind of looks at clearing away the messes in our lives with a more spiritual kind of feng shui angle to it. June, listen, feng shui has even gone to the apes. Out here in Los Angeles at the Los Angeles Zoo, do you believe this? They have actually hired a feng shui expert to help three golden monkeys that were loaned by China to feel at home in their surroundings.
I love it.
You don't think that's crazy?
No, I don't. Because all beings, whether they're babies or cats, or animals can feel the shift in energy. I say it when I'm lecturing. When I was married, my husband and I had two cats, and when the place was disorganized, they would always fight. But when the place was organized, they would be sitting, kicking back, la-di-da, you know, having a grand old time. And when I work with families, kids can feel the difference. You know, it's a difference between having things in clearly defined homes and paths. Everybody knows where everything is. Everybody, you know, has their items that they need at their fingertips. They're not embarrassed to bring their friends home.
Right.
You know? They're proud of their home. So lastly, I want to leave you with this. You had asked me, when does clutter become an issue or a problem?
Mm-hmm.
How does it make you feel? Go back to your heart and how it makes you feel. Go into your feelings and say, does it make me feel alive? Does it make me feel dead? Does it make me feel like I'm getting weighed down? Can I not breathe?
That is so true. I'm glad you brought that up, June.
Yeah.
And by the way, I may call you.
As
I'm trying to get it down, I'm going to call you, June. I've been saying that for months. But you're right. I mean, there's some clutter that says, wow, look at this. I'm about to come up with something great and creative, and I know that this is a work in progress. And then there are other piles you look at and go, I cannot look at this pile for another second. I've got to get to this.
Right.
But June, thank you so
thank
much.
You.
It helps us take I guess the old thing that moms often say is there is everything has its place and a place for everything. And then the rest, try to get rid of. I'll be going down to charity today, dumping everything out of my car. June, thank you so very much. I appreciate your being here. And I thank you so much. Stay tuned to Rolanda. We've got more just ahead.
It's Rolanda.
And I was doing a book signing years ago, and some guy says, David, two words changed my life. Two words changed my life. And I said, and then God was speaking to me, because I am rather obtuse at times. I said, be happy. What? Three words. Be happy now.
Be happy now. Be happy now.
There's more Rolanda next. Talk, listen, connect. It's Rolanda.
We're going to do a whole show on anger management, and we're looking at Foxy Brown, Naomi Campbell, those types. Anger is, as we used to say, anger is one letter away from danger.
That's right. But if you really want to see anger, it's checking out Foxy without the makeup. Now, that's something that can make you angry. And I like Foxy. God forgive me.
There's more Rolanda next. Talk, listen, connect.
Don't go away. We've got DIY Queen Barbara Kay coming up. She kicked off her own line of tools, and now she's got some great tips for us to spruce up those dull places for this new season.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
It's Rolanda.
I guess you might say, Harlan, you're the expert on college advice, huh?
Yeah, I would say that I'm the expert of college advice. I'm also a syndicated advice columnist, and I'm kind of like Dear Abby, just younger, hairier, and a man.
Hairier?
I think. I can't be sure, but I have a pretty good idea.
Well, that implies Abby was a little hairy.
There's more Rolanda next. Talk, listen, connect.
Road time.
Welcome to Rolanda on Demand.
I love my podcast because we not only tackle the tough issues of the day, but we deal with hot topics, celebrity interviews, and information that can help you in your business or relationships.
This is Rolanda on Demand.
We call her Barbara Kay, and it just, I tell you, when you think of Barbara Kay, I automatically see everything beautiful, everything renovated, everything made better. When you go to places like Home Depot, you will see her fabulous toolkits, from fabulous to functional. You might have even seen those gorgeous screwdrivers and hammers, all those wonderful tools that were made specifically for women. Well, that was Barbara Kay, and she has just recently released those wonderful toolkits, and she's all about, particularly for women, but for everybody, about making your living space beautiful. And there's simple things that we can do. Hey, listen, we're in the middle of a new season. We're always talking about trying something new, getting out of your comfort zone, busting out of that box, and that means starting at home. Why not start at home? Barbara Kay, welcome.
Hi, Rolanda. It's so great to be here. I love that busting out of the box. I got to remember that one.
I know. Well, like you do, hammer down the walls. You take that sledgehammer and slam down those walls and telling people, start your life all over again. Let's renew. So let's talk about that. I mean, let's also, Barbara, let's be aware that a lot of us don't have a lot of money to do the major renovations, you know, that we may see on television. But in our own little spaces and our own little homes that we call our castles and most sacred spaces, there's some simple things that we can do to make us feel like we've started a whole new season.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many things. You know, I call it weekend wonders. There's like these all, you know, I made little catchy slogans so people can remember. Some of them are dim sum. You know, these are simple ways you can improve your home. So dim sum is all about ambiance, and it's ways that you can add ambiance to your room. So why not, instead of having a regular fixture, just put a dimmer on it so you can control the lighting of your room, and that way you can have a good date night, you know?
That's so, right, because we're into love, too.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's ways that you can add some jazz to your home by some shimmery paint. You can make, you know, your kitchen the center of attention by having a great, you know, wine cooler and a great island in the middle of your kitchen, because everybody loves to congregate in the kitchen. When you take it outside, you can have, you know, some luxuries like fluffy towels and scented candles. So, you know, you can go and you can spend $50 and you could make that, you know, once you have some great smells in your house and some fluffy towels, people will think, oh, you know, she spent a lot of money, but you really didn't. And, you know, you add a tool to it, like a hammer or a screwdriver, you know, and you tighten the doorknob so it's not falling off, and you have yourself a party.
You know what I like what you did is you didn't make me have to knock down anything or paint anything. It was just the simple things of adding a dimmer and some ambiance, which I could do with my screwdriver, and you can just add some you know, even the fluffy towels add so much to your bathroom. You know, a lot of us go look in that towel drawer, and what do we have? Those ripped towels with the holes in them, and they're faded from the Clorox. Go out and invest in some really nice towels, and there are a lot of sales.
Absolutely, and you know, if you don't want to spend a lot of money on air conditioning in the summer, you can buy yourself a ceiling fan, a really pretty ceiling fan. Because cold air drops, you know, because it's heavier than hot air. So the ceiling fan can turn and drop the colder air. If you want to just put on a little bit of AC, it can kind of spread it around the house. So I love the idea of a ceiling fan. If you have a deck, you know, those things are kind of expensive to have. So instead of replacing decks, you can refurbish them in the summer, and you can stain them, and you can power wash them, and you can do things to make it look really good. So I always like those little touches for the backyard.
Absolutely. And then you can get a certain kind of paint. There's have some fabulous colors out there. I always say give a splash of color to your yard. And
absolutely,
they've got those paints that keep the moisture from wrecking the wood as well, right?
Well, they have that, and they have, you know, I like stain. I mean, the thing with stain is you have to apply it when it's not too hot, so you can't let it get over 85 degrees. But the great thing about a wood deck is that you can rent a power washer, or you can scrub it, or you can do it by hand. You can use a bristle brush with some warm soapy water, and you can add a cup of bleach to it, and it'll remove mildew and moss. And then you can rent a power washer. And then put some stain on it. So there's so many different things you can do. And I love to barbecue.
Me too.
You know, I mean, barbecue, give me some hot dogs and hamburgers.
But, you know, I like the idea of the power washer. The power washer isn't too much for like a little girl like me to handle, is it?
Oh, no. I literally power washed my whole entire deck. And then I had, it's kind of like rewarding to power wash because you get lost in watching the dirt go away.
I realize how dirty your house really is. You know, a nice polish on the outside of your house, knocking that dirt out of the windows. Yeah, this is good stuff.
Yeah. And the other thing that I know this sounds crazy, but I hate bugs. So, you know, a lot of people, they get like these little holes in their screens over the summer. And that's another thing you can do really simply. You can actually fix it yourself. They have a lot of patches that you can buy at home centers, or if it's a really big tear, you can just pull the screen out yourself, and you can take it with you to, again, a hardware store or something like that. So those are just, you know, some of the things that you can do to make it more comfortable. Besides, you know, I love fresh flowers. And I don't know about you, Rolanda, but I love to do, I mean, you were saying earlier, some paint and some curtains. Like if you have heavier curtains in the winter, it's a great time to, you know, check them out and put them in storage and put some real, you know, nice shears to hang up so that it kind of gives a very light feeling and the sunlight can come through a little nicer in the summer months. And then you can switch them back in the winter.
Yeah. You know what? I have a chocolate brown couch. And in the spring and summertime, I have very tropical pillows on there, light color pillows. And then when the fall comes, I put my orange on there. So just changing pillows makes the entire room look different.
Oh, my God. Pillows are amazing. I mean, I know we mentioned some candles and fresh towels. I love, you know, I even had last year, I had a spa backyard weekend with a bunch of my friends. Because it's, you know, to go out and spend money on a facial and all that stuff is kind of can get expensive. So if you each have a girlfriend chip in, like $20, you can get some robes, you can get some cold pressed juice because that's all the rage these days. You can get some water bottles to spritz your skin so that you stay nice and supple and the, you know, when the sun's blasting on you. You can give each other facial masks and pedicures and, you know, have some food. You know, you can all chip in for some food. And, of course, you don't want to forget your the large glass pitcher of alcoholic beverages.
The adult beverages are very important. You know, I like that idea. Also, I got one of those the little projectors. I mean, they're like the size of your hand. I can't believe these things. And they project an entire movie up on something. So if you have the side of your house even, or you can bring out a sheet and hang it up, for goodness sakes, go in your backyard, bring some popcorn and candy, hang out in the hammock, pull out some chairs, pillows on the grass, and watch a movie in the backyard.
Are you throwing this party or am I?
I think that's a good party. But it's also like doing something different to jazz up your house, jazz up your entertainment system, and, you know, bring friends over for a new experience.
Yeah, speaking of entertainment, you know, that's another thing people think, that it's really difficult to get some music outside. I mean, you can go and you can go to Radio Shack or any, you know, electronics, a Best Buy. You can buy some outdoor speakers and you can hang them. Real simply, you know, it usually comes with some hardware, and if you don't have a power drill, you can sometimes, depending on what you're going into, you can use a hammer and screwdriver if you have a lot of, if you could use a lot of force. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think music is awesome, and also having the right landscaping outside. So, you know, the landscaping is great because, number one, it prevents your neighbors from seeing what you're doing, because, you know, when you got four or five girls in the backyard, you never know what's going to happen, you know, with alcohol and everything. So
put some trees up.
Put some trees up, and then maybe, you know, have some nice smelling flowers is really great. And
I am right now, this conversation is so timely, Barbara, because my whole house seems to be in renovation, and it just seems. And Barbara, you've done this. You know, you're in the construction business. We're talking to Barbara Kay, who has run her own construction company in New York City. I want y'all to know, she's a little bitty thing, but I tell you what, she runs New York City, and she's
also, the smaller you are, the bigger you feel. I feel like I'm 6 feet tall.
Well, Barbara, I feel like you are too, because I tell you, you've got big old construction workers following your direction. And you know, and you're always about making things better. And I love the story. I mean, tell people the whole story about how you came up with those tools for women. Many of you have seen them. When you go check out at your gardening store or something like Home Depot or the rest, you may see Barbara's toolkits and Barbara's tools specifically for women. And why did you decide to take that move, Barbara?
Well, you know, not to bring anybody down, but I was getting a divorce.
Oh, we've all been there.
and you know, I couldn't even believe it. He went into the pantry and he took our toolkit. And you know, I was in the construction business, so I needed that toolkit. And I said, you know, screw this. I'm going to make my own. And it was just at that time also when I was watching an episode of Sex in the City when Samantha bought an apartment. You know, and here you had this powerful businesswoman buying an apartment, and she had these curtains that she was trying to hang, and she called her boyfriend at the time, and, can you come over and hang the curtains? And the guy was like, well, you know, are you sick? Are you going to, you know, fool around with me? And she was like, no. So there you see is the curtain falling down on this woman that's so powerful.
No curtains for sex.
No curtains for sex.
Curtains on the sex.
And I was like, oh, no. That cannot ever happen again. And that's when I said, oh, it's time to create the perfect toolkit for women, because home improvement equals self-improvement.
Hello now. Come on, somebody. I'm going to write that down. That's tweetable. Put it out there. Home improvement equals self-improvement. You know, that's what I was going to say, because, you know, like I was telling you, I'm going through, I just feel like my whole life is in change right now. And I think oftentimes we get to that point where it's just, you know, you just need to jazz up parts of your life, or you need to clear out the clutter so some new things can come in. And I swear, every part of my house, from the garden to the bedroom to the office, everything is under some kind of renovation. I don't have a lot of money to do major renovation. So to add a plant here or to tighten that doorknob that's wiggling and driving me nuts, little things that we can do, Barbara, is I think that's so important. Because when you're in there and you're seeing somebody renovating their house, it's an emotional journey too, isn't it?
Oh, you know, your home is where your heart is. I mean, you've heard that before. And
sure.
I always say, if you feel confident and comfortable in your home, you know, and self-sufficient, that really transcends to all aspects of your life. And that's really the essence of the Diva brand and why I believe and I'm so passionate about that every woman, no matter where she's from, no matter how she lives, no matter what she lives in, should always have a set of tools, because the tool is really the ability to help you be empowered. I mean, it helps you not only hang and attach and fix and improve and replace, but it enables you to save time, save money, and do it yourself.
That's
and that
right.
feeling is just, it's so powerful and for women of today.
So ladies, do you hear that? You do not have to call a man every time you need something fixed in your house.
I mean, if he's 6'2" with, like, blonde hair and blue eyes, I mean, who am I to stop you? But
right. I mean, he can come over and help you fix it.
Exactly.
But, you know, guys love that. They love it when you call and say, could you come and help me do something? And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. But every once in a while, you need to do it yourself, sister. Do
and
it yourself.
Sexy. Let me tell you, there's not one man that I have ever met that didn't say, ooh, I like that tool belt around your hip.
A little game playing there, a little role playing.
It is. It is. I mean, a man or a woman, depending on what you like, you know, likes an empowered woman.
Yeah, you just might like some hips with some tools on it.
I mean, you know, it's like being, I was thinking of other things for the summer, like safety and all that other stuff. And you know, I just think that, If you know, you invite people over and they see that your house is together and you've done these little things, it's just, I mean, I don't know. I feel like people look at you different. People talk to you differently. People really listen to what you have to say. So, I think it's great to be able to know how to use some tools and make your home look great.
Yeah, indeed. You know, I just did, you know, there are a lot of sales that go on during the season. And you can run out and get you, even if it's something as simple as going and buying you a couple of frames and taking, you know, we're so used to looking at pictures on our phones or in the computer that we forget that some good picture that you can hold in your hand and put on your mantle or on your desk of somebody that inspires you, that makes you feel happy and love. Everything in your house when you look around should make you happy. And surrounding yourself with all of that, even if it's simple, is a picture of somebody in a frame.
Absolutely. And then when you have the right lighting to go with it and just the right flooring to make that room come to life, and then you take it outside and you have a good weed whacker and you have, you know, good screens because you want to keep the bugs out, and a good grill that works, and, you know, if you have a pool, making sure that's safe. So, I mean, you can just make it all come together all year round, not just for the summer months, but, you know, when it's fall and winter, or, you know, wherever you live, maybe it's never fall and winter, but here in New York, we got winter, and then spring, I think.
I know. And listen, we have listeners in Australia, and while it's summer here, they're freezing down there. They're getting their coats on. So,
oh my.
Yeah, I know. So we have people all over the world listening. And whenever your season comes upon you, every season is a time for improvement. Barbara Kay, thank you so much. You can find Barbara Kay. She's got a fabulous new website. You got to check it out. DIY-VA. Isn't that how you say it?
Yep, and it's all about Diva. Diva, you can also get me at BarbaraK.com, and hopefully somebody will check out the new tools at Home Depot, Amazon, and HomeDepot.com.
That's right, and check out Barbara's bag. I tell you, you can go from fabulous to functional in a second. And get those tools. Barbara Kay, thank you so much for our home improvement moment here.
Rolanda, you're the best. We love you in New York.
Oh, gosh, I miss New York. I'm going to get my hammer set and get on out there.
Thank you, Barbara Kay.
Thank you. Great. And thank you so much.
You are so welcome, honey.
For having me do this. This is awesome.
Yeah.
And you are so amazing. Oh, my God. I think that you should have, like your, definitely, like, your own talk show.
Funny how that works.
God, you're just amazing. You're amazing.
Thank you, honey. I appreciate that.
I love listening to you.
God bless your heavenly heart. So listen, let everybody know and make sure they subscribe to the show. Be sure to subscribe so CBS will stay in love with me. And I just want to say thank you so much for letting me be a part of your day or your night or anytime. That's why we call it Rolanda on Demand. Anytime, anywhere. And I hope I'm bringing you topics that you're enjoying, and I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you really liked it, go to iTunes and leave a nice review. That always helps. And please subscribe so I can remind you of what's coming up next week. We've got all kinds of wonderful archives for you to go back and check out. Some really cool interviews that may help you in business or help you in the bedroom or just be an enjoyable, you know, by the way, I did the whole cast of Empire. Go back and enjoy that because that is one of the shows that's taken us by storm. I want to say thank you so much. Please follow me all throughout the week at the Rolanda fan page on Facebook, as well as on Instagram and Twitter and LinkedIn, Pinterest, and on Periscope. You can follow me at Rolanda Watts. That's at Rolanda Watts. Please tell your friends and family about Rolanda on Demand. And I just want to say thank you again for listening. All right, now go out there and do something good. I'm not afraid to
It's Rolanda.
Ro, she said, I sit here and wash my dishes listening to you.
Oh, that's great.
And she said, you're my kitchen companion. That's what the whole thing is that you talk about and I talk about too, is that is going for your dreams, trying something new, not being afraid to fail.
We need to have passion in whatever we do. Without that passion, which is where the center of our creativity is, you're not going to have a fulfilling life.
There's more Rolanda next. Talk, listen, connect. It's Rolanda.
They are saying this is a major public health issue that's facing American children. How we use all of this technology around us, not as babysitters, not an electronic babysitter, but how we interact with our kids while they're interacting with the media. I mean, gosh, I've been in TV, radio now, and we get blamed for everything, don't we? But it's like saying the refrigerator made me fat. You can't do that.
There's more Rolanda next. Talk, listen, connect.